Robin Hood Radio and the Robin Hood Radio Network is proud to present Leonard Lopate at Large, lively hour-long in-depth discussions providing overviews and context to topics usually covered in partial measures. His guests include leading thinkers, scientists, artists, economists, farmers, historians, authors, and politicians. Mr. Lopate is a Peabody Award winner whose numerous honors include 3 Associated Press Awards and 3 James Beard Awards.
Welcome to Leonard Lopate at Large. I'm Leonard Lopate. My goal as a broadcaster has always been to present as wide a variety of views as possible on a wide range of topics. For example, in politics over the years, that's meant a guest list that includes Barack Obama, Elizabeth Warren, Charles Schumer, Barbara Boxer, Walter Mondale, Al Gore, Joe Biden, George McGovern, Nancy Pelosi, but also Bob Dole, John McCain, Jack Kemp, Trent Lott, Newt Gingrich, and Robert Bork, Henry Kissinger and Madeleine Albright, Paul Krugman, Robert Reich, Aaron Reich, Charles Blob, also Peggy Noonan, Pat Buchanan, and William F. Buckley, Robert McNamara, Charles Colson, and John Dean. And I could go on and on with lots of examples, but I'm sure you're getting the idea. What I'm really interested in is what led these people to think that the way that they do and the impact their thinking has had on the world we live in. What I don't want is to put guests with diametrically opposing views on the same show and then sit back while they talk over each other. I've appreciated all of the positive feedback I've received over the years, but I suspect there are topics my listeners might be interested in that I may have overlooked, just didn't occur to me. And that's where you come in today. We are inviting you to make suggestions for things you would like to hear us tackle on the show. And we invite you to give us a call. The number is 212-209-2877. And joining me now are Barbara Kahn, who probably knows as much about the workings of this show as anyone I know. She's produced some of our best segments for over 20 years now. Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
And Jesse Lent, my executive producer here at Leonard Lopate at Large. As you have probably heard, he makes things run smoothly here. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Leonard. It's a pleasure to be here.
So we are inviting calls at 212-209-2877. One of the things that we've done over the years, Barbara, is I've invited my producers to make suggestions. And I never, some of the things you've come up with, I never would have thought of, and yet they've turned out to be great.
It's been really a thrill because there are times when I'll read a book like by somebody named Henning Mankell and say, wow, I read this book. It was really great. Can we book him? And you'll say, go ahead and see if you can get him. And then he turned out to be huge. Mm-hmm. And he was on the show maybe 3 or 4 times. Or the artist Ella Natsui, African artist whose work was wonderful. And we had him on and it was great.
And Jesse, we're still doing that here. People are actually contacting you with ideas. Maybe we should give out email addresses.
Sure, yes. If anyone has a suggestion for the show, they can contact me directly at jesse@wbai.org. That's J-E-S as in Sam, S-E at wbai.org.
Or they can write to me, leonardlopate@wbai.org, all one word.
And what you said is true. That aspect of the show has definitely remained the same on WBAI. Your staff of 8 producers, I believe, either
8 pitches, or 9, depending on what week it is,
depending on the way we're classifying them. And I will pitch different things to you. Some things do come our way. Our guest on the Friday before the holiday break, Leonard Lehrman, was someone who a listener suggested, a listener who also happens to be a student of the composer Leonard Lehrman, and that turned out to be a great interview. And I think what Barbara's saying is true. Just because any one of us isn't aware of someone doesn't mean it's not going to be a great interview. And in fact, maybe we should tell the listeners, since they're going to be pitching to you this hour, the same thing that you tell all of your producers and ask the most frequently, which is, Is it an hour?
Yes.
Is there an hour?
Is this a topic that will go for a full hour? Because we only want to do things that have a lot of content. It's really easy to find 6-7 minute discussions on other shows on television. That's kind of the norm. Whether you put together a panel of five people and you ask the same question that the previous show asked its panel. I don't want to do that. I want to do the things that are not being talked about everywhere else. Now, Jesse, you also do a show here called Trump Watch, so you have a different perspective on putting a show together. But in the end, it's all about thinking what is going to engage the listener.
Sure. I mean, my show is sort of an explainer about the Trump administration. We take one issue every week and do a 30-minute show attempting to answer one specific question. Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Got to put in the plug here on WBAI. But, you know, I guess that it keeps my focus in politics, which is a subject we tackle on the show. But I would say the way that it's dealt with on Leonard Lopate at Large, very different from my show and very different from a lot of other shows in the sense that we're not really looking to go right after anyone or uncover anything. I think you're more looking to examine some things and think about things in a less yes. confrontational way.
And also to present different sides of a story. Sometimes listeners get upset because we've had a guest who has a certain strong viewpoint. And then what we try to do is present somebody who has a different kind of a viewpoint, but go into depth in both cases and try to understand how all of that affects, as I said, the way the world works. We have a whole bunch of calls coming in. Our number is 212-209-2877. When we put you on the air, understand that there'll be just a little lag before you go on, but we're going to do the best we can. Let's take that first call. BAI, you're on the air.
Hey Hello. There, is that me?
It's you.
Oh, my goodness, I thank you. Listen. First of all, I want to thank you for the show. I have a listing of topics that I think would be extremely interesting and would be educational if dealt with in depth. The first, which is everyone has mentioned it every now and then, but they have never gone into it. The facts or the history or the progress or lack of progress and reason why. First, apartheid. The land in Africa, the South Africa still has a tremendous, Nelson Mandela was there, but, and did, Freed was the first president, but the land is the issue.
Yeah.
Second,
but I just want to tell you, this is something that has interested me over the years, and that's why I have had as guests Desmond Tutu and Zinzi Mandela.
Right, and see what I think would be especially apropos at this particular time. It's been some time since South Africa was freed. But they are still fighting to get a piece of land.
Yes.
The other would be reparations, which in essence is somewhat tagging off of apartheid. But reparations, why other groups have received reparations? What is the problem? Reconciliation is nice, but that's just a nice word, and if you can't spell, you won't find it in the dictionary. The other is the Black Church. The Black Church, I'm speaking of the ministers nowadays versus the ministers of the past who had very important roles, but the ministers of today seem to want to build cathedral or be on radio and television and run around, but they never serve the people. And who makes them, quote, the people's leader?
Yeah, you really want to get me in trouble with that one, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Number four would
be... And you got to end it with number four.
Okay, would be the banned books. I know when some time back there I received a magazine on banned books. And I'm speaking because I, on BAI, and I thank BAI for that, fundraising, but you had a project, a fundraising project, and you had a Dr. David Imhotep, the first African ancient history researcher, and he wrote a book, but I've tried to get that book. That book was advertised at $39.95 at Barnes & Noble's. I ran there. I called even BAI to try to get it because you guys had it as a premium. The thing is, that book now sells for over $600. Wow. Okay? A $39.95 book. And if you'd be so kind, blacks we are encouraged to... Are you still there?
We are here.
Okay, this is the last one now. Blacks are encouraged right now by, quote, ministers, unquote, we want you guys to send your money and get involved with finance and Africa. Get on board. We need to support. How are you supporting, and the people there haven't even gotten their, what, land?
Okay, well, these are all really interesting things, and we will follow up on them. And by the way, as I said, if you want to follow up, you can write to Jesse or me, jesse@wbai.org or leonardlopate@wbai.org, or to both of us. Okay, thank you so much for your call.
And Leonard, I just want to jump in here and say that to the last caller, if she wants to email me directly, jesse@wbai.org, I remember that premium. I'm not sure what the specific details are, but I'm happy to look into that and see if we can get her that book.
Okay, let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I know a couple of topics will be interesting to talk about. Now, this is going to be really a deep topic.
Yeah.
New World Order, secret society, right? That's something maybe we could talk about someday, like get a guest on.
You have to be more specific. I don't know what New World Order, secret society means. Because there are a lot of conspiracy theories out there, and there are a lot of people being accused of having secret societies. Many of them seem to be totally off the wall. Which one are you talking about?
Okay, Bill and Berg, Skull and Bone.
Okay, well, maybe you should send us an email, and we will definitely follow up on it. Thank you so much for your call.
And, you know, it's not just topics that listeners can suggest right now. If there's a guest specifically that you think would be good on the show, if there's a book that you've read or a movie you've seen.
Or if you've written a book, have your publisher send it to us.
Or if you directed a film, especially a documentary. We love documentaries on Leonard Lopate at Large.
Yeah, our address here is 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217.
And you can send those to me, Jesse Lent, care of me, or just send them to Leonard Lopate at Large.
Okay, let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Reggie Sylvester. And actually, I think a great topic, as well as a great guest or two great guests, would be myself and Matt Lavelle. And the guest and the topic is the shift, the avant-garde jazz scene, the free jazz scene, and how much of the current jazz scene is shifting to Brooklyn and away from Manhattan. The new venues are closing in Manhattan, like Cornelius Street, which is fantastic venues, but you have other venues in Brooklyn, Bushwick Public House, All Lunatico, I can go down the line, that are extremely vibrant.
Everything old is new again. In the 60s, Brooklyn was where all the exciting jazz was being done, mostly on Fulton Street.
Blue Coronet.
Yeah. And then it moved to Manhattan because it became such a success in Brooklyn. And now Brooklyn is the hot borough, so it's coming back to Brooklyn.
Yes.
And don't forget, BAI is in Brooklyn.
BAI is right around and near many of them. Shapeshifter is right, a couple of blocks away. And it would be good to have a show about, I mean, I play in that scene. I used to play with the late Vern Nix, myself and Matt Lavelle. We have a record out on ESP Records. But there's a whole scene of, I would say free jazz, modal jazz. That's in Brooklyn, Sister's Place, which has been there a long time.
So can you write to us and give us contact information?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. It would be a great hour show of, you know, to have three or four musicians from that scene, which is not covered by, we'll say, the establishment jazz station there.
I would say three. We have limited facilities here, but three would be great, especially if they cover a range of instruments. Thank you so much. Or even styles. You're listening to Leonard Lopate at Large on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. And we are taking your calls today at 212-209-2877. With me in the studio are Barbara Kahn, who has been a producer for me for over 20 years, and Jesse Lent, who is my executive producer here at WBAI. Let's take another call. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes.
Hello. Can I make a recommendation for the station?
Go ahead.
Do you show on Cuba and Stadia?
Oh, one of the Cuba boys. Okay, great.
This is that, a WBAI legacy, the Cuba boys.
Yeah, you know, and I don't get the cleverness of it, but somebody obviously thinks that's really great. Okay, let's take a call from a real person. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I love those tests when you find out if you're a robot or not. Like, you see. Do we really have to go through that? I'm not a robot.
It's a Russian plot. Vladimir Putin is behind it all.
Yeah, well, I would love to have an insider in the government to dish the dirt.
Oh, gee. Do you have any contacts?
The whistleblower that won't have his whistle cut off. But anyway, all kidding aside.
But that's easier said than done. And believe me, that would be thrilling to have on the show. I'd be thrilled if anybody knows anybody who's willing to talk even anonymously. And we could even perhaps distort the voice or something to protect that person's identity. We would be thrilled to hear from somebody.
Right. Actually, HuffPost has a whole procedure on giving your information privately so that you don't get harassed. I thought that was fascinating. But anyway, here we go. This is the First Amendment. We still have the right to speak. And what happened with a friend of mine did know a government insider that gave this information. Members of Congress can retire at full pay after only one term. Members of Congress have exempted themselves from many of the laws they have passed under which ordinary citizens must live. For example, they are exempt from any fear of prosecution for sexual harassment. As of the latest example, they have exempted themselves from health care reform in all of its aspects. Anyway, the part of this, we must not tolerate an elite class of such people elected as public servants and then putting themselves above the law.
I think that's a great topic. By the way, tomorrow, along those lines, we are going to be doing a show on how IRS rules discriminate against the poor.
Oh, definitely, definitely. The poor are criminalized along with the elderly and disabled. It's like, oh, we're sucking money out of the government. Well, the government, it's vice versa. So anyway, I'm very happy to hear that. I will look forward to it. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, and thank you. What a great idea. Okay, this is WBAI, and you're on the air. I'm Leonard Lopate. Go ahead.
I've been a long-time listener. I've been listening to you since around midnight back
in the
80s.
Okay. Actually, I started here in 1977 and left in 1985. Yeah, I did Round Midnight for 8 years, midnight to 5 on Monday nights. I tell people, if you really want to learn how to do talk radio, that is the ultimate test, because at 3 o'clock in the morning, you never know who's going to call.
Yeah, so basically you do an excellent show, but the only thing I would like to hear about is this recent story of how the Department of Defense misplaced $21 trillion. If somebody could do some kind of forensic reportage on that, because if you look at the our government, we have military bases basically all over the world, and the irony is that we have them in countries that have stuff that we don't have, like free public college and universal health care. But the misplaced $21 trillion, can you imagine if that was some kind of social program or welfare program?
You sure could pay for a wall.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, I would like, that's the only thing. I think you do an excellent show, but that's a story that it pops up, and then I feel that it's just going to disappear into the ether. Somebody should do an in-depth story on that.
By the way, I just want everybody to know we are taking notes. So we definitely are going to do follow-ups on all of these things, and
yes,
we'll
and
see what
we
can put together.
A specific article that you've read by a journalist, let us know, and we'll contact them.
Yeah, and also, if it's possible, if you have that article and you can forward it to us, I've given you our email addresses, jesse@wbai.org, leonardlopate@wbai.org. We would love to read the article and see whether we can book the journalist or some of the people the journalist cites in an article, because these are all really, so far, these are all really exciting topics. Let's take another call. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello,
hi.
Leonard?
Yes.
Oh, okay. My name's Mario. This is from the Bronx. I'm a member of the Community Advisory Board of the station.
Okay.
I've been listening to you through the years. I said it a few months back. I said Leonard could talk about a piece of cardboard and make it interesting in education.
Oh, how kind. But only if it's current.
All right. Anyway, here's a few suggestions, and it's also innovative that you're doing this. It speaks to you. I said this for years back. I said, well, there's people on WBAI producers who've been in and around the station and even don't have a show, but they've been around there for like 30 years, 40 years, some 20 years. And I said, these would be interesting characters to interview. What motivates them? What do they do? Not about their politic necessarily, but what motivates them to be there, be so dedicated,
and
show up.
And Mario, we've done two shows along those lines, one with James Irsay and one with Malachi McCourt.
I remember.
I'd be happy to do more. In those cases, both of them are have been longtime friends as well, so it was a lot easier to arrange them. But I don't know a lot of the people who came here after I left.
Well, you know, they're in and around. There's not many left. We're talking about, you know, people who are there 25 years or more, 30 years. Could be an engineer, could be somebody like Mike Sargent, been there a long time, does a music show. Mm-hmm. I think an excellent kind of free-form speech and music show, midnights on Mondays. I'm sure, here's what I'll say. I'm sure the engineers there or the staff could let you know who's been there for so long and where are they and what do they do.
Okay, well, we definitely will pursue that as well. That sounds like a really interesting thing, because I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who are curious about the people who are here beyond just what they hear when they do their shows. Our number here is 212-209-2877. That's 212-209-2877. I'm here with two of my producers, Barbara Kahn, who has been producing shows on a wide range of topics for me for over 20 years, and Jesse Lent, who I'm so grateful I met here at WBAI, who's become my executive producer and really makes the show possible. So let's take another call, 212-209-2877. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Go ahead.
I'm interested in health issues.
Okay.
I think we could really use an enlightened discussion on what constitutes health care, good health care in this country. It's it's often mentioned that we lack attention to preventive care. And I have had personal experience with doctors who absolutely turn their noses up at the thought that a nutritional supplement can be used either in place of a drug or to amplify the good effects of a drug. Those are two issues I think are very important. And the whole, we're at a point where we're discussing how healthcare should be delivered. I think we need to have a clearer idea of what good healthcare ought to be.
And there are the legal aspects of it, because right now before the Supreme, it's going to be before the Supreme Court, decisions on the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, this is after the federal judge in Texas ruled that Obamacare was unconstitutional. It was unconstitutional to require people to have health care. And as Leonard just said, this is expected to be debated in the Supreme Court. And I assume that are you saying that you would like to hear more holistic medicine or alternative medicine included in the sort of basic health care that people are being offered?
Yes, very much so. My understanding is that in medical school, future doctors have about 11 weeks worth of information on nutritional supplements as their in their entire medical curriculum, and that, I think that's really outrageous.
It sounds like a great show.
Thank you so much for your call. And we definitely will follow up on it. Okay, let's take another call. WBAI, you are on the air.
Leonard, an interesting topic that's very, very hot would be black anti-Semitism, especially in light of the recent column interview with Alice Walker in the New York Times, where she listed as one of her favorite books an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory book that aroused a lot of letters to the editor because it went uncommented upon by the editorial staff at the Times. That would be a very hot topic to deal with on the air.
Well, I think that we could broaden it to why anti-Semitism continues to even be such a it's so alive in the United States to the point where we had the shooting in Pittsburgh and all sorts of other things.
Right.
And black anti-Semitism probably is a part of that. In some cases, it may come out of the church and other things.
But you tend to neuter the subject when you don't deal with a particular real focus of the unfortunate focus of black anti-Semitism, especially in an area like New York. We have a big Jewish community and a big black community, both very strong in their ethnic identities and how they can clash, not only in Crown Heights
also come up in the women's march recently.
Exactly.
So well, who would you like to hear us have on the show?
Yeah, that's a harder question. I would say not somebody from an organization, but you'd have to get someone with real street credibility, like someone from Black Lives Matter, and then somebody like from the Hasidic community in Brooklyn, not an organizational person, who really has street experience, and they could work out, you could hear the differences and see if how possibly they could be, mitigated or ameliorated. I think Leonard's show would be a great place to face this head on and begin that discussion.
Thank you so much for your call. We are taking your calls at 212-209-2877. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
All right, my name is Ronnie, and I live right around the corner from you, and I have two topics, basically. One is there is a guy that I follow on a podcast, and he's a biohacker. And what he does is he wants to perform better as a person, both physically, mentally, and so on. His name is Dave Asprey. And I think he would just be an interesting guy to talk to because he's spoken to some of the best people from all around the world.
About in, what? Topics of
that. About being creating a better person. Biohacking. Hacking the body like you would hack a computer or hack something to perform better.
I've never heard of biohacking.
Would these be like cybernetic implants you're talking about here?
No. It could be just changing your diet to sleep habits. Doing certain things according to you, according to your body. That's one thing that I would kind of recommend. And then also, why is so many restaurants closing in Brooklyn, especially Smith Street, which is basically around the corner from you? Maybe we could do something with a lot of restaurants in the area just closing.
Don't you think it's a matter of rents going up because Brooklyn is becoming more and more expensive?
It's happening all over the city.
The restaurants are closing up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, especially around Smith Street, there's so many rich people coming in, buying four-family apartment buildings, creating just one family apartment, and it's taking a lot of people out. And a lot of areas in that sector are kind of suffering, and they feel the city isn't doing much for it, and so on and so forth. I just wanted to kind of say that.
Okay, any specific restaurants on Smith Street that you want to shout out?
Maybe we could talk to one of the owners who's losing the space.
I remember Red Star was one restaurant I really liked on Smith Street that recently closed.
Well, Zaytun's, Middle Eastern.
Zaytun, yeah.
Any others?
Just recently closed.
We could look at Red Star.
And then there's a couple other restaurants that basically, you know, there's a couple of, I don't want to say their names because I just feel, you know, I just don't want to point them out. But, they'll be closing soon because they just can't afford, you know, they can't afford to stay open, you know, especially with the $15 fast food minimum wage going up and so on and so forth. They just feel like the city or the state's not doing much for them.
On the other hand, do we not want people to receive a $15 minimum wage? $15 is really rough to live on. There's a real bind here, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for your call.
Yeah, thanks.
We should talk about that. That's another topic. What the $15 minimum wage means, both to the person who is going to receive it and to the person who has to give it.
I love it as a topic.
Let's take another call. Okay, well, BAI, you're on the air. Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, I'm talking to you now?
You're talking to me and to America.
Oh, great. A long-time listener. I'm a raging atheist. I think the question of the century should be, what happens after death, according to science and technology? Because that's what creates all the chaos on the planet. That one question is what creates all the chaos. What happens after death? And as a raging atheist, science and technology has made it very clear to me that when you die, you're dead. So if we just could all agree on what happens after death, then we could live together in a much nicer way.
Now, you say you're a raging atheist.
In my mind.
Because there are lots of atheists out there. Are they all, do you think most of them are raging, or are you a special case?
No, I'm definitely a special case.
I know I'm an aging atheist.
All right, I'm that also. I'm 62 years old.
Just a kid.
And I'm trying to write a book right now. It's called Death Preparation, No Strings Attached.
Okay.
It's about being able to design your feelings.
Well, when you have that book done, we would love to see it. Okay? But by the way,
all right. So
our mailing address here is WBAI, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York 11217. And put Jesse Lent's name on it, L-E-N-T, or mine, Leonard Lopate, L-O-P-A-T-E. And we would love to see anything that the publisher sends to us. We also are interested in seeing magazine articles or other things, maybe even an unpublished manuscript if it's something that you think really addresses an issue of importance.
And that might even be the last suggestion about a life after death show from the view of atheists might be another reason to have Mr. Malachy McCourt back on the show. This is as a perhaps a raging atheist himself.
He wrote a book on that very matter. What happens when you're going to die?
Exactly. Yeah. So that could be an interesting show.
Okay, let's take another call. This is Leonard Lopate at Large on WBAI New York 99.5 FM, and you're on the air.
Hi, hello?
Yes.
Thank you. Leonard, congratulations on your quick transformation from WNYC. I don't think that there was anything there that really there was a reason to blame you for anything. I think it was ridiculous, and it's nice to see that you continue your erudite and your very detailed intellect throughout interviewing people here.
Thank you so much for that.
Like Schwartz, that was a wonderful show. And the two guys that made olive oil, I think it was, the two brothers, those in-depth stories about cooking are very, very wonderful that you can't find anywhere else that you delve into. I do have, so please continue the food show. But
oh, we will. Don't worry.
Yeah. And so I have four or five quick things. When you do have important things on the air, like toxics, places around the country and people writing books and things. The problem is, like, we don't get to join a movement or anything. They bring on a show and it's left to the individual listener to call or write the person to get the book and to do something. You should have more guests on that. I mean, you should have ad guests on that have a book and a movement or a small group and they're starting it. I know you're more of a broadcaster, and you probably say you're more of a broadcaster than an advocate. But if you do have these strong feelings, we should have some of the topics, for instance, should be like looking into public radio. And I'm not saying it just because of your issue there, but I'm saying it's amazing to me the kind of commercials they put on and what they espouse in the ultra, ultra liberal area. Not that I'm a conservative, but they go into such personal things that it just doesn't seem like public radio anymore, and what the tentacles of that company are.
But by the way, let me interject here. Many of the suggestions being made are really great, but there's always a problem in producing segments of this sort. You're saying you should do something on public radio. Do you have somebody who you are suggesting is knowledgeable about this on the level that you want to hear discussed? Because otherwise, unless somebody gets in touch with us and says, hey, I am an expert on what's going on in public radio, or I've written a book or an article, we really have no way of knowing how to go about finding those people. That's why we've been giving out our email address here, because we hope that if you do know people like that, that you'll send us the contact information.
We often find articles about things that we're interested in, but then it's sometimes hard to get the people to commit an hour to a show.
That's another issue.
Well taken.
You'd be surprised how many people write an article, feature article about something, but are uncomfortable talking about it for an hour. This is actually a thing that I didn't know before I started doing this show.
And often the reason is that they only know what they put in the article, and they are afraid that I may ask them a question, a reasonable question, that they don't know the answer to, because they put every possible thing they knew about the topic into their article.
True.
Okay, well thank
you. Well, you're teaching.
Go ahead.
You're teaching us you're teaching just a couple more, if you would, please. I'm a big fan. I listened in here a long time. You're teaching us some very important things. It's very hard to produce, sure. Okay, but maybe you should just keep those ideas on and just keep trying then, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. These are all good ideas.
Here's one. What about, no, I mean, I'm not suggesting you cross broadcasters or copy him, but Noel had a big segment on the defense stealing, like, you know, Halliburton, billions of dollars, where does it go? And no one's ever found or have a movement toward that. Well, that's something that's really aching to be done. People can't stand that. And I know there's probably like millions of people here around the country that would love to hear that. But I know you're saying you don't have any more information than the general public. But if you could find somebody that has a movement that wants to uncover that.
Yeah, we will research these the topics that we really think are interesting, and pretty much all the things that have been suggested so far have been interesting. We will research. It looks like we got a lot of work ahead of us.
It's going to be a big week.
Thank you so much for your call. This is Leonard Lopez at Large on WBAI. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi, is that me?
It's you.
Okay. All right. Excuse me. Thank you very much. I just wanted to clarify a point. I don't have a comment. A couple of callers back, there was an interest in anti-Semitism, and I don't know if I heard correctly, and I just needed clarification from you about the black church and something about the black church and anti-Semitism. And I just said, I don't know if I heard that correctly, so that's why I'm calling. Can you clarify or expand on that?
Well, as somebody who spent some time in black churches, because I grew up in Bed-Stuy and also was interested in gospel music, I was aware that it isn't just a black church, but an aspect of Christianity and anti-Semitism has to do with, the religion and anti-Semitism are linked, and there are still people out there who blame Jews for killing Jesus.
And do you find that in the black church or?
No, I think it's in churches in general. It's the person who was calling was saying he was specifically interested in anti-Semitism in the black church, but my feeling was that there is religious bigotry in all religions. Every religion seems to think the other religion is wrong. And if people in a certain religion have a bit of power, sometimes they feel the need to exercise it.
Yeah. All right. It was just a point of clarification, not.
I wasn't picking on any one group.
Okay. Happy New Year and continue with BAI. I love it. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much. Our number again, 212-209-2877. We're taking your calls with suggestions for shows in the future and also requesting that if you do have information that would help us put shows together, that you get in touch with us, Jesse Lent at jesse@wbai.org or me, Leonard Lopate at wbai.org. And I will, if I think it's interesting, I may very well pass it by Barbara Kahn, who is sitting here. She has been a producer on my shows for over 20 years now. And Barbara, you have covered such a wide range of topics.
Yes.
There are certain ones that are favorites of yours.
Yeah, well, I like doing segments on community gardening because I'm a community gardener, and I think that it's a real issue in this city. So that's I.
But you've also done language, and you've done.
I've done everything from opera to Irish plays to fiction,
a lot of theater.
I've even done those 900-page biographies of Catherine the Great and all sorts of things like that.
So that's the kind of person that works for us on this show. We people who are as curious about what goes on in the world as you are. And
I've learned a lot.
Yeah, well, I've always thought of this show as an educational experience. The only problem for me is that at times when I'm at a social event, I will say, well, you know, I spoke to so-and-so who said such and such because I have learned from the show. On the other hand, it can be a little obnoxious. Let's take another call. BAI, you're on the air.
Is that me, Leonard?
It's you.
Oh, hello, Leonard. This is Jack. You know me from the comments sometimes. I come to visit.
Oh, yes. Okay, Jack. We do know.
Leonard, I saw on book television yesterday this wonderful woman. I don't remember her name. I was listening. I went to the barber, and I was going to walk, take the subway, so I decided to call. The name of the book is Cyber War.
Cyber War.
Cyber War.
C-Y-B-E-R. Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to find that 123, Jesse.
Now,
we have been led by the computers to believe stuff that's double talk, half truth, and meaningless.
We actually did a show on cyber wars earlier here on WBA, what, a couple of months ago, Jesse? Remember that?
Yes.
That may very well be, and one of the authors was a woman, it may very well have been that book. But it's a continuing issue, and it is something that we will continue to look into. So,
actually, what you're saying, Leonard, is so wonderful because, in fact, the truth is that you brought some wonderful programming to the radio station. Thank you so very much for being there, and I just want to endorse what you and Jesse have been doing.
And you're making us blush.
That's why I constantly say the things that I say. I really think that having this type of information on the air makes all that other stuff less relevant.
Thanks, Jack. And it should be said, we could not do it without Barbara Kahn and our entire nine-person production staff here at WBA, and, of course, the great Reggie Johnson, our live engineer.
And I'm going to mention the other names, Deborah Friedman,
please.
Susie Stulz, Angela Sheldon, Fran Higgins, Todd McGovern, Hugh Sansom, Kate McGuan, Kate Guan, what did I say? McGuan, I don't know. But a lot of wonderful people who all bring different specialties and ideas to this to the show, and help and enrich it incredibly. We don't have a lot of time, but I want to take a few more calls. And BAI, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi. Yes, hello.
We can hear you.
Yes, thank you. I want to know, are you familiar with the book called Hitler's Monster? It's about the New Age and what is happening in around the world with this New Age spirituality about, it's a really good book.
Yeah, I think I saw a review of it.
Also, it's about, obsessing. Why are Jews so obsessed with Karl Marx? And why
are
Jews so obsessed to saying, I am an atheist? And why have Jews turned their backs on Israel and the Jewish people? And what happened to, in Brooklyn, that they produced people like Bernie Sanders? We all want, why have they turned their backs on the Constitution? And it's just mind-boggling, but the book that you should find out about is Hitler's Monster.
Okay, well, that actually is rather an inflammatory speech, the sort
what
of thing that we encourage here at WBAI. It is free speech radio here, but I'm not sure that there are a lot of people who would subscribe to some of those, the things that you said. Although we have had, over the years, for example, a wide range of opinions. For example, in talking about Israel, we had Moshe Ahrens, Yitzhak Shamir, Natan Sharansky, and Amos Oz, who just died the other day, expressing wide range of opinions about Israel and its relations to the United States. So that is a topic that can lead to all sorts of problems, but at the same time is really important in understanding the world and understanding the Middle East. I think we have time for one or two more calls. Let's take another call. BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, Lenny. How are you?
I'm well.
Are you
going to allow me to remain well, or are you going to make me miserable?
No, I'm going to allow you to remain well. Really enjoy the show. I have two suggestions. One, procedural. I really enjoy the way you do the interviews, and because of the long form, I know that you don't like to interrupt, particularly to say who you're talking to.
You think I should give the guest names more often?
Yes. So
we tend to do it every 15 minutes.
Okay. Fine. I'm just mentioning it if it's every 15 minutes, but I just noticed, as someone who sometimes can't get in at the beginning, that I have to wait a really long time until I know who it is. So that's number one. Number two is not procedural. It's substantive. I'd like to suggest that you consider doing a classics discussion from time to time. So take something from what you consider classical literature or what others would consider. For example, if you did something on Heart of Darkness, Joseph Conrad, if you did a thing on Joseph Conrad, for those of us who would like to know more about Conrad, the way you do with other authors, for example, the piece that you did on Carol Phillips, and the...
Well, he was talking about a classic writer.
Yes, he was talking about a classic writer, and so I'm suggesting if you could...
Gene Reese.
Yeah, Gene Reese. Like,
yes, yes,
Gene Reese. My brother talked about Turgenev's Virgin Soil. What we were trying to do on this show is talk about the really good books that we wish more people would read, but it's not so easy to get people to talk about them, because unless they have written a book about Heart of Darkness or whatever book you want to hear about, it means that they're going to have to do an awful lot of work or do research on their own. And it's one thing to love a book. I have a whole bunch of books that I love, and I wish people were ready to talk about them. The Makioka Sisters by Tanizaki, the Machado de Assis, Dom Casmuro. James Hogg's Memoirs and Confessions of a Justified Sinner. These are all great books, but I have searched around for people who are ready to talk about them, and it's not so easy.
One notable example that we should probably mention, of course, being Ann Beatty, who put a ton of work into researching Gene Stafford.
She read every Gene Stafford story in preparing for it, because she loved Gene Stafford so much, and she really wanted to help support the show. But
we can't understand why every famous writer won't do that for us.
Yes, but we would love for it to happen. And if you know of writers who have written about books that you are more curious about, as I said, please write to Jesse or me and give us that information. We will be happy to follow up on it. Okay? Okay. We have one more call. We have to make it quick because we're almost out of time. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, am I on the air?
You're the last caller today, so make it good.
I got in just under the wire. Yes, I was wondering, because I occasionally listen to Gary Null and a number of other health programs occasionally on BAI, but I've never heard the subject of the Lyme disease epidemic brought up.
Oh, actually, we did a whole show on it, and if you go...
You did?
Yes, and if you go...
How did I miss it?
You go to LeonardLopateAtLarge.com and look at all of the shows that are there. We did one this summer, Lyme disease.
In fact,
you prepared it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Barbara Kahn is here. She prepared it.
Yes, tick-borne diseases with scientists from, I think it was the Carey Institute.
Yes.
And, because it was originally up in Connecticut. And
It's all over the country and all over the world now.
We were broadcasting from Connecticut at that point.
Yeah, but you can listen to that show. It's really good.
And you can also find it in the podcast, too, on iTunes.
Yeah, you can find it on iTunes.
If I can make a suggestion, because it's a huge topic, it's an ongoing problem, and there's not nearly enough. And by the way, I thank you, for even though I didn't hear it, for doing that. But it was a very good
show, by the way. You'll love it.
I definitely will, look it up on my computer. But the other thing is, it's what's not being covered is the politicization of the illness and how the CDC has basically, it's been a 40-year battle among people with chronic Lyme disease to get the chronicity of the illness addressed. And there's unfortunately been an enormous amount of politics around it. The CDC, until recently, hasn't recognized chronic Lyme disease. It's exploding all over the country. 300,000 people a year conservatively are coming down with it. And there just isn't enough coverage about the complexity of the illness, the lack of funding for research. There's a whole range of topics.
There's another one, chronic fatigue syndrome, which also has been the people who come down with it have to fight to get it recognized. We've run out of time, but thank you so much for your calls, and that brings us to the end of our show. My great thanks to everyone who called, to my producers, Barbara Kahn and Jesse Lent, to Reggie Johnson, who was at the audio controls, and to Charlie Morrow, who composed our theme music. London Lopate at Large comes to you on Saturdays at 4 and Tuesdays at noon. You can subscribe to London Lopate at Large podcast on iTunes and by clicking on Robin Hood Radio's archive program site, which is robinhoodradio.com. You can also check out London Lopate at Large Facebook page. We hope to see you next week.